disappointed and frustrated. We didn't deserve to lose the game, but if you defend like we did, you don't deserve to win the game because, you know, that Achilles heel last season, I'm seeing little signs at the minute. We've got to toughen up defensively. We work on things and, you know, you look at the first half, for me, we should be coming in, at least a goal up. You know, we're the better side. We've created the better chances. Second half, great. Massive turning points. I've just heard someone talking about turning points in games. We go and get the first goal today. The feel-good factor around the place. We're fourth in the league. You go 1-0 up. And for me, you go on and you're confident you're going to win the game. You know, and probably extend that lead because we looked a threat. We haven't played as well as we can. We know that. But we still created plenty of chances. Peter Murphy's had a header ruled out for offside, and I've just seen on the monitor it's not offside. And as I say, last year I'm asking questions of the officials. You know, about 19 critical headers went against us last year. That goes in there, it's a totally different game. And yeah, I've got to be honest, I thought the referee was excellent today, but the linesman can't get it wrong. I know it's a tough job, but Peter Murphy's behind Ryan Edwards, and Ryan Edwards has the ball. He's at least 2 or 3 yards onside, and he's ruled out for offside.
Yeah.
You know, that just gives you the leg up that you need. But as I say, we've scored two good goals, but defensively, there's little things there that I'm not happy with. And,
yeah,
you know, if it doesn't buck up, it'll change. You know, we've got to wait till January. But, you know, we're in a fantastic position, fourth in the league. And for me, we should have got the foot on the gas today and won the game. But we didn't take our chances when they come along first half, which would have given us what we needed to kick on. And and as I say, defensively, too easy to score against.
You had a sort of 20, 25-minute spell in the middle of that first half where you completely dominated, and you had lots of chances, didn't you? And it just wouldn't go in.
Yeah, we got done. We did them on a, you know, switch of play, a set play, a long ball, a bit of play on the edge of the box. You know, it looked at times easier to miss than what it was to score. But as I say, you get your chances, you've got to put them in the back of the net. It's disappointing that we never did that. Was I think if we would have, we probably would have kicked on and played. It seemed today that the fans were waiting for us to get going. We were waiting for them to get going, and it was a little bit like that. But then we got into it. I say, you know, we had that spell where we were on top, and we got a score when we're on top. As I say, we've had enough chances. We should have gone 1-0 up with the Peter Murphy header, but it's easy for me to look at the monitor after the game. But that's a critical error, you know, that's a game changer for us. You know, and I just looked at the lead today. We could have been second in the lead today with a win, which I believe that we should have done. But as I say, if you're going to defend like we do, you know, far too easy to get brushed off in the box, too easy to get run off, and too easy to concede goals. And, you know, that's been our problem. We look okay going one way, we're scoring enough goals, but defensively, we've got a few things that we've got to iron out.
Yeah, I mean, we could see from here that it was it looked like he timed his run from deep, and he should have been onside, and it should have been a goal. And at that point, I think you would have gone one up. Gives you a huge lift, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, a key decision like that's gone against
it
you.
It does, yeah. And that's, you know, goals do change games. And, you know, yeah, we know we can play better, but we've done enough to probably be comfortably in the lead. Mm. But when we got ahead of steam up second half and a free kick goes into the box, Ryan Edwards has done great to get across his man, nod it back, and Peter's timed his run. We know what Peter's all about. That's what he can do that.
Great, you know, to see him back as well in the starting
11. Great to see him back, yeah, and he's done well, and you know, he can be proud of his efforts today. He's, you know, he's not going to be the finished article. He's got a long way to go, but I just thought it was a key game for us and important we got him back in there. And I was pleased the way it was going. You know, we limited them to very little. We've created chances first half. We should have gone 1-0 up with the free kick. You know, with the Murphy one, but it's a massive call. You go and get 1-0 up there. We're playing with a bit of zip and confidence. You know, Crawley obviously will be a little bit down. Our crowd will be up. But as it is, they go 1-0 up. And then they're up. They've got the tails up. Their crowd who, you know, travelled and got behind them, they're all happy and singing. Our fans are a little bit disappointed, and I can sense the frustration because they're looking at, you know, it's a game that we should have been 1-0, but it's easy to criticise and have a go. But it's, you know, it's hinged for me on that decision. But defensively, we've got to do better, and offensively, when we create the chances, we've got to take them, because for me, that's a game that we shouldn't have lost today.
Just a final one, Jim. The new owner has been here today, Mr. Lemos. What,
yeah.
You've met him. What do you make of him?
I've met him a couple of times, yeah. Nice fella, you know, very passionate, wants to do well. You know, and it's the start of a new era, so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, no matter what the future holds for anyone at the football club, he's come in now, and he's shown, you know, he's got plans for the short term, the medium term, the long term. And, you know, it's important that Morecambe community gets behind him because that's what he wants. We got more. We need more bums on seats. We need to, you know, get behind them and drive it, drive the vision and drive the ambition forward now. As I say, there'll be plans in place. You know, there'll be a lot of meetings going on over the next couple of weeks. But yeah, fantastic fella. And I'm sure he'll want to do well.